Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common, you know how we do, you know what I mean? Screwball Radio, get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Powell Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wind Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Yeah. Who am? Screwball Radio. Another Saturday night. My brother E. Yes, Mossberg. Sir. What's the deal?
Yes, sir, in the building. What's good, my man?
Ain't nothing, man. Here to get it in, you know? Here to get it in. Another Screwball episode. What episode is it?
129.
Yeah, we back at it. Glad the people's tuned in. I'm tuned in. You tuned in. Waiting on Piggity. And we're going to get it in.
No doubt. Though. Hey, man, blessed to be here for episode 129. For those who don't know what Screwball Radio is all about, we bring the latest in commentary in regards to what's going on with our community, the world. We bring y'all the best music. We tell y'all the ins and outs of what's going on with the industry. It's a game-related show up here. You get a lot of layers in this show here, so we definitely appreciate everybody for tuning in.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, I know we always start with politics and shit, but I want to start with the NBA. And not necessarily the NBA games, but Ja Morant. What the is he doing out there toting pistols? When he's a million, when he's a millionaire, a ball player, he got everything he wants. His family taken care of. And he out there acting like he in the hood banging. I got issues with that, man. Are you supposed to be out there like doing better for your community? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, me personally, you know my status, and you my friend, and you're not going to tell me chill out? You're going to record me and then post it? I got to reevaluate who I keep in my circle. You know what I'm saying? Because if you say you my peoples, and you see I'm doing something that could damage something, I expect you to keep it 100 with me and tell me, yo, chill out. What you doing? You know, you somebody, you know? Instead, you glorifying the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? What you think about that?
Right.
Well, I'm looking at it like this, man. And to be honest and quite frank, I look at it, I link that in with ignorance of age because he's 23 years old. And you know how
I dig the age shit, but you ain't never seen Jordan do that. These guys was in their early age when they came to the NBA. All these guys was young. You know, granted, Gilbert Arenas brought a gun to, you know, to the Washington Bullets, and he got in trouble for that. But, you know, to be on social media, as powerful and disrupting it could be, you should know better. Like, don't get me wrong, there's pictures of many NBA players holding guns and showing their guns, but not no main stars, man. Not a main name. You know what I mean? Like John Morant is a big name out there.
Yeah, that's where the waters get a bit muddy because it's one thing. I seen what Steven Jackson was trying to do. He was trying to compare one of the, I think it was a white guy that used to play in the league. He used to post with guns and stuff like that. I see to a degree, but just like you said, he's not a superstar of a John Morant. Like John Morant, he's like one of the future prospects of the NBA. So that makes it a little more complicated.
Think about the NBA player that accidentally shot his limo driver. Imagine if that was imagine we had social media back then. What's his name? Jason Williams.
Yeah.
You know, he ended up getting in trouble for that. Ended up going to jail for it. Just imagine social media back in the days. But I never really heard of any NBA players acting stupid with guns, except, and I don't even want to say he was acting stupid just because he brought the gun to the locker room. It's cool, but he wasn't like flashing it. Was he flashing it, Gilbert Arenas? Was he flashing it, or was it just the fact that he had it in the locker room?
I think it was the fact that he was flashing it
in the locker room.
Yeah,
because it happened.
I remember that story. Yeah, it was in the locker room.
You know what? Yeah, but what was the reason? Somebody owed him money. Somebody won't pay him. Like, there was a reason for him bringing the pistol. There was a reason for it. But John Morant is just out there trying to, I want to say, portray something that he's not. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to ask you this, though, bro. Like, do you think that it comes from him trying to gain acceptance from the culture? Because, you know, he was listening to NBA Youngboy and Lil Durk and those guys.
I mean, but you're going to get accepted by the culture anyway. You young, you black, you ball, you're a good player. Those is all things the culture is going to be about. You know what I'm saying? You young.
Right.
You look just like me. You ball ill. You get money. People look up to people who get money. Bottom line. People look up to ball players, artists, entertainers, all kinds of stuff because they wish that they could be that. So they look up to things like that. Like when I was growing up, you know, if you played ball, you always said you was Michael Jordan or you said you was Kobe Bryant when you was playing, or you made a Kobe shot, or you made a Jordan shot, you know, or you made a Tim Hardaway crossover, or you did an Allen Iverson crossover. So you're already going to be accepted because there's someone out there that wants to be like you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like half the young rappers, who they emulate? They all emulate Lil Wayne, all these young rappers. So they look up to Wayne in some kind of way. They look up to him. So he's accepted. So Ja Morant is the same thing. You got little kids that's looking up to you. They want to play just like you. They want to jump like you. They want to shoot like you. So you're going to be accepted. So showing guns don't make you gangster. That shit don't make you gangster. What's gangster is taking care of your family. You know what I'm saying? Providing for your people. Helping your community. That's gangster to me. Showing pistols and shit like that, that's dumb. That's dumb to me. You know?
Yeah, especially when you're on that level of star power. Like, he's up there with the elite.
He got a 200 million signing bonus. That's gangster. That's gangster right there.
If anything, these rappers should be around him. They should be following his lead.
Yo, listen. You come from nothing. Well, you come from a good household, and you were able to gain $200 million for playing with a basketball team, that's gangster to me. Ain't nothing more gangster than that. You'll be able to provide for your family and generations. That's gangster. Showing pistols, that shit ain't gangster. I know some of the gangsters, niggas in the hood, pardon me, and they don't brandish no pistols. They got them, but they ain't showing them. That's bitch ass shit. You ain't gotta know what I'm holding. And I'm only gonna show you that if I'm gonna pop you. And I ain't gonna want cameras around. That's just dumb to me, you know? That's how I look at it.
I was going to ask you this, though. Did you see J.J. Redick's response to this and the defense that he put up on Ja Morant's behalf?
Nah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, hold on. Let me look that up real quick. He basically was saying that they shouldn't take it out entirely on him because of the way gun culture is being portrayed in the society today with these mass shootings and the obsession behind gun control. He feels that people are more so very sensitive about this issue, and he feels that people are, you know, I think people are coming a little too hard on him.
Well, technically, he's allowed to carry a firearm. He's a millionaire, so he has to protect his investment, which is him. I respect that. But to be on top of your car, showing pistols, that to me is not cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Yeah, you know, you're a millionaire. You have to protect yourself. You know, you have to be your own security at times. I respect that. But there's a bunch of little kids looking at you. That's the problem. There's people that are looking up to want to be like you. So now, easily, I'm going to say this easily, a little kid could be looking up to him and then think, oh, it's okay to show guns.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you got kids bringing guns to school. And kids is the ones that look up to these players. It's the kids. So you're going to tell me that it's okay for me to show a gun and have a little kid go to school and think he's Ja Morant and take somebody's gun to school? You know what I mean? Like, there's pros and cons. Like, if you want to go in a gun range and you want to let off and you want people to see you letting off in the gun range in a safe environment, go do that. people are probably going to like that. Even people that are gun enthusiasts, they going to like that. When you're out there in your car showing that you're holding, that's ignorance at its finest. Because real gangsters don't show their pistols. That's a concealed weapon. They're not showing pistols. You know? That's me personally. And I'm from the hood, and I done seen crazy shit. You know? And mostly when I seen them things, it was for protection, or they was under attack. Not just to be on camera and say, yo, I'm holding this, and videotape me. Meanwhile, John Moran is a public figure. People in the hood ain't public figures, and they not doing it. I mean, you got the kids that do it. You know, you got kids always flashing their beams and their videos and all that. Yeah. That's just to look like you hard. But you don't have to do that. You ain't got to do that. Now you're making 200. Yeah, not when you're making 200 million. You're making 200 million.
200
now you just, you suspended from all activities. And how the endorsements are going to look.
Man, Nike dropped some of his shoe lines.
You see? Now he losing M's. He losing more money. And this ain't the first time. This is his second strike. And we talking about the NBA, which is ran by white people. They'll cut you off in a heartbeat.
For a second. And see, the problem is,
yeah,
just like you said, and you made a valid point about him being marketed towards kids, because, see, people bring up people like, just say Barkley. Barkley, he said he wasn't a role model, so he can't really fall on that and say, oh, I'm not a role model. Same with Dennis Rodman. He said he wasn't a role model. But see, when you accept that oath and being responsible for the youth, and you see the kids look up to this guy, you know, they really look up to him. So,
yeah, Ja Morant is the new face of the, yeah, he's the new face of the NBA. He's got dreads.
After LeBron?
Rocking dreads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, as good as all the other players are, you got Ja Morant, short dude, got springs, he's hopping, he got the hops, he's dunking, he's taking over games, you know, like, he's young, and he looks just like me. That's what the kids say. Or he looked like my uncle, or he looked like this person. And that's why people gravitate to him. They might like his shoes. You ain't never seen Kobe Bryant doing shit like that. Mind you, Kobe Bryant got in trouble for, you know, having affairs and shit like that. But nonviolent.
Nah,
he wasn't showing no guns. Michael Jordan wasn't showing guns. You know, Shaq wasn't showing guns. You know?
Yeah, it's different. It's a totally different ballpark when you're the face of the league.
Yeah, and social media, of course. You know, social media will bury you. All you got to do is post something one time, and you could delete it. But it's out there. It's out there already. You know them news. Who's that?
Yeah, I was going to say that. They've been tearing them up with the memes, too. I seen one of the funny ones they did with, they put him as Old Dog. He's going to morph his face into Old Dog, the Menace of Society. Photoshopped his face there.
Yeah. I seen the John Wick, you know what I'm saying? Instead of John Morant, you know, instead of John Wick, it was John Wick, you know? But it's funny, but, you know, for his instance, it's not funny. Like, the people could laugh, the people could joke about it, they could, he could do whatever they want. He's the one that got faced all the penalties for that. You know? The NBA might want to not even have him in the league no more.
Yeah, especially if they're going to suspend him for half the season. Like half, if they let him have for half the season, it's a dub.
Yeah, he's going to lose. He's going to lose. Look, he was doing commercials. You don't see him on commercials no more. After the first time that he got in trouble, that he went to somebody's school, like he was going to beat them up. Or some to that extent. Like, how are you doing that? You're an NBA player. You are an NBA player. You are a public figure. You're not a rapper. You ain't seen Damian Lillard doing no shit like that.
Starting fights and all that stuff. 50 Cent even said it best. He said, only people that start fights are broke people. And I'm like, dude, you ain't got nothing to really, you don't got nothing to gain at all. You the prize. They should be protecting you.
Yeah, but look, he could go and fight somebody and go punch somebody. That person you punch is going to sue you. Now you got to go to court. Now you got to pay fines and people suing you and lawyer fees. And yeah, you got the money for it. But for what?
It's a headache.
For no reason. Yeah, for no reason. For trying to portray something that you ain't. Or if you are that, how you know, the kid's looking up to you, man. Kid's looking up to you. And you even got gangsters out there that ain't doing this shit like that.
Nah, they trying to...
gangsters out there in hip-hop. There's gangsters in hip-hop. Real gangsters in hip-hop. You don't see them doing that shit.
If anything, the real gangsters, they trying to be low-key.
Yeah, you got Uncle Snoop. You don't see Snoop brandishing weapons. You don't see cocaine brandishing weapons. You don't see Big U brandishing weapons. You don't.
It's kind of like a pattern. It's kind of like a pattern with, you notice this, it's a pattern with a lot of guys that's trying to really fit in, like they'll try to go into the bullshit, whereas you got guys that live that life, like the guys that you mentioned, they trying to get the bag by, not by any means, but also trying to build a substantial life. But yet you got people that never been through what, they trying to get in it. It's like an adventure to them.
Yeah, you're right. I've seen it. I've seen good kids come in the hood and they try to be something they not, you know. I've seen that. You know, you have people that was hustling that they didn't need to be hustling. They come from good families and money and shit, and then they turn out to be hustlers and shit like that, which is a dub to me, you know. Hustling is really for the struggle, people that are struggling out there. If you come from money and you can ask for anything, there's no reason for you to be doing shit like that. If you come from nothing and you don't have nothing, there's reason to be doing things like that, you know. But it all comes at a cost. You know, it comes with death or jail. That's what the hustle comes with, you know. And playing with guns, again, playing with guns, you only end up with two spots, you know, dead or in jail. And to be a big figure like that and to go down for something stupid like that, you know, you get the Jackass Award, you know.
That's what Shannon Sharpen was angry about, because those little guys that went through that tape, they went through that stage of coming into the NFL and NBA, they had to go through hell. Like, they had to eat shit to get in there. So to see somebody just throw the shit away like that, I know that makes them angry. That's why I see a lot of the anger is still to them toward this situation, you know? Because they had to go through a lot to get there.
Yeah. Like think about it. All the old all the older players, they open the doors for these young players to come in the game and make it easier for them to get scouted, easier for them to get the endorsements. You know, as long as you show some kind of potential to be something. And then here you are with all the talent in the world, and you just flushing it down the toilet.
Given talent.
Yeah, you just flushing it down the toilet, man. You know, that's, but anyway, since we're still talking about sports and all that, I don't know what's going on with the Lakers, and I don't know what's going on with the Boston Celtics. They both at a zero right now. You know, they're down by two. Denver Nuggets, Miami, Jimmy Buckets, playing in pain. It's two games that I was like, damn, man. How is this happening? How is this happening?
I think the Lakers messed up. The Lakers fell in love with the three too much. And what happened, they started playing the Nuggets game. Yeah.
Yes. The Celtics too, man. I'm just looking at them like, damn, yo, y'all was just winning by 10, by 15, and you lose? You let them come back on you? Come on, man, because I'm, you know, I'm looking at to be like some ill Lakers versus Boston, some, you know, history, you know, like going back to Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, you know, like real historical shit. To see two great teams back in the finals, but it might be an upset, man. It might be Denver and Miami. Two teams that I don't want to see.
Somebody said something real funny, man. They said, man, look, the referee's going to go overtime and make sure the Lakers and Celtics get into the finals. They got to make sure just for ladies' purpose.
Yeah, you know, I like Pat Riley, the owner, you know, the GM of Miami. I like Pat Riley. You know, he was there with the Lakers, but I want to see the Lakers and the Celtics. That's what I want to see. That's the matchup that I want to see for the NBA title. That's what I want to see. I don't want to see no damn Denver Nuggets in Miami. Even though those two teams balling, you know, they got good players, they play good, but I don't want to see that. And I'm sure most of the world don't want to see that shit.
Not the Celtics, they want
unless
they smoke
you're from
back,
Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unless you're from Denver, you want to see the Denver Nuggets in there. But any other state don't want to see Denver in there, you know? I'm sure Miami want to see Miami in it, but I'd rather see Lakers, Celtics. That's what I want to see. Word.
Yeah, the Celtics want their smoke back because they took the head up with Kobe in them in 2010. That was a good finding. They went the whole seven.
I mean, that was a whole different animal. That was Kevin Garnett. You know what I'm saying? That was Rajon Rondo
Ray Allen
and what's his name? Pierce, you know, Paul Pierce, you know, that was a great Celtics team, you know what I'm saying? So, but you know, right now Smart, Tatum, you know, I like that squad, and if the Lakers can pull it off. You see how the Lakers started this year. Everybody was talking shit about the Lakers. Like, they not going to make it. They're in, like, seventh place. They ain't going to do nothing. And look, they one game away, you know. They one series away from going to it. So, see what happens, man.
Took out the champions at that. That was a shocker for a lot of people.
Word. I mean, they wasn't 100% anyway, but, you know, they did what they did, you know. They took them out, and now they one series away from getting there. But it looks like Denver ain't trying to let them come. come through the gate. But to be honest with you, they'd have to go to a game seven. Because there's no way you're going to beat Denver four games straight. You might do three games straight. Yeah, you might beat Denver three games straight. But you ain't going to beat them four games straight. So it's got to come to a game seven, you know. But you never know. The Denver Nuggets might just run through them and beat them at a 4-1. Beat them in game five, you know.
Oh, man. That makes you cry, man. I don't want to see that. That's a nightmare scenario.
Yeah,
I'm like, ah.
Yo, if anybody out there listening, y'all some sports fans, man, hit us up. Let us know what you think was going on in the NBA. And let's give these people some music. We're going to hold off on the current events and all that shit. You know, we just want people to chime in on sports. We here on sports right now with my man E. Mossberg and myself, Common. Shout out, Poet. Let's get to it. Give them some heat. Schoolboy Radio.
No doubt. We're going to take this thing to the West Coast, man. The new Sugar Free, Snoop Dogg, and Shelly Sale. Title Not Him. Yeah. West Coast Fire. 516-531-9596. And the calling number. If anybody want to chime in, let's get it.
Call me cornbread cause I slap a bitch and leave her in a jiffy. Sign check. Make me wanna go on medication and woke the fuck up and blame it on the side effects. Just wanna live it up. That motherfucker, if you don't like me, take a seat over there with the rest of my fuckers waiting on me to give a fuck. And what I look like stressing. No, that bitch can't talk to Jake from State Farm. She better call Flo from Progressive. Step your stuff up. Take this. Eat this. Where you going? Who's that? Shut the fuck up. Dribble. That's how the spank beat me. You got your game from Sugar Free. You better thank me. Thank me, bitch.
You never catch me slipping. You got it, fuck the pig. Don't try Bitch, I'm proud to call a bitch that ain't never been called a bitch, bitch.
Menstrual cycle too, huh? For the close-over. Bitch, prepared who ran up on us and smelled that shit, he killing both of them. Blast the mat. She shit a shoestring. Nigga, I'll throw a bitch in the trunk for less than that. Snatch a square out the sock. I check a bitch inside the pocket. Yeah, so let me roll on through. Sometime being a bitch is all a bitch got to hold on to. Yeah, sugar ratty. I'm the type of nigga beat your ass, let you call your daddy. If he don't talk, he show up. Yeah, pimp got feelings, but after you call a bitch a few times, the pimp gon' get over. The out loud, bitch talking about my baby daddy, they didn't call me a bitch. I said, yeah, bitch, now out loud. Yeah, sugar free, bitch, I'm hooked on my cash. You gon' win, but you gon' win with my foot in your ass, bitch.
Show your road.
Why?
Show your road.
I throw a bitch in the trunk.
Show your road.
She come back, that her pussy be right. Yeah, throw the cash. Walk in the house, pussy tender than a motherfucker, homie. But I ain't mad. I'm like, how you don't want none of this dick? You know, the bitch gotta lie. She think about, I'm sick. So I took my hand, grabbed her by the hair, ran my dick in her ass. She said, yeah.
Show your road. Show your road.
I throw a bitch in the trunk.
Show your road.
Walk back to the car for that master motherfucker, ain't it?
Sure. And that's Blue Stamp Official, nigga. You heard? Sure. See him double Richard.
It's real.
My nigga chill. Rohan on the beat. Rob T on the boards. Hey, chill, give him some of that shit.
Used to be a Thunderbird breaker, Buddha tie smoker, 38 poker with that gangster composer, a lobster, squabble anybody with my deuce up, it suits up the whole block, nigga got it locked, from that A-line to Compton Boulevard, super hard, bodyguard hard, no story if you ain't scarred, Lord, I made it out of nothing. This hood thinking ain't shit, nigga struggling. Dreams to be Magic Johnson with that no look. Seems to me it won't happen, so I don't look. Shit to me is immature and only reach the roof. Man, how we gon' touch the sky with no push? No internet, we just innocent. Wildin' like some animals, eating people like cannibals. No wonder why we stay plot. Cause nigga, we ain't got
you. So run 100 miles to follow the weak styles. It just ain't what you used to. But we keep the profile hot, turn up the dial, and bang what you motherfucking used to. I guess I run 100 miles to follow the weak styles. It just ain't what you used to. But we keep the profile hot, turn up the dial, and bang what you motherfucking used to.
I used to dream about sports till my mind reversed, till they put the homie in back of that all black hearse. Fuck a rap first, it was gang attraction, and disrespect your side like they want no action. Tryna push big sacks like my nigga from Great Hood rat, tryna fuck but with no tape. My big sis got a baby by a rival set. My nigga cool from the east, so he no threat. Sneaking out the back door, mom's car we dip. She be sleeping too hard, want some pound of whip. Deuce, deuce on the hip, just in case we slippin'. Nigga bangin' on wax, but the street edition. Missing down a Elantra. Grats run around in a gray Honda. Chill. And they on deck. Bitches hard, motherfucker, what you expect? Chill. I'm gonna put your mind on this front of the real. I'm running 100 miles to follow the weak styles, but this just ain't what you used to. So we keeping the profiles, so turn up the dial and bang what you motherfucking used to. Goose down official, bang what you motherfucking used to. Beat them down low. Bang what you motherfucking used to.
They blame me cause I'm claiming it's real.
And that's Goose down official, nigga. You know? Yeah, come on. I just run 100 miles to find the weak styles. This just ain't what you're used to. But we're keeping the profile, turn up the dial, and bang what you're motherfucking used to. I guess I run 100 miles to find the weak styles. This just ain't what you're used to. But we're keeping the profile, turn up the dial, and bang what you're motherfucking used to.
They blame me cause I'm been in real, been in real.
Bang what you motherfucking used to.
Yeah. And this is how the fuck I feel.
Bang what you motherfucking used to. Yeah. Blue Stamp official. Rich.
Bang what you motherfucking used to.
Uh-huh.
Beating them down low.
Bang what you motherfucking used to. Yeah. Come on.
Struggle was real.
Struggle was real. Bang what you motherfucking used to. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I shake the block when I step in. Two-stepping with the weapon. About face my direction. Acing bottles to my section. East to west end. Put your whole status on a bar and bench press it. Yo, my dome is ill. I live by the code for real. God knows I'll never be too old to build. You hold the drill. I ain't quitting till I hold a mill. By 27, I could sell you how every ocean feels. Show puff the ropes. These dudes will cut your throat. Riding coattails just to be under ghost. Fuck sharing a drink, you'll never touch the bottle. I father these cats, I'm like Customato. Pass y'all in slow lanes, never touch the throttle. And manage to make it out the rooms up your hollow. Y'all will never fuck a model or go viral. Dog, I'm about to cop a crib where the staircase is viral. I'm just polite as hell. Y'all would probably sell your soul for a designer belt. Bunch of corny dudes, y'all like 42. Still trying to get a deal and got 140 views. Almost two decades in and I'm still at it. Over 10 times over, gave them a new Illmatic. But y'all don't hear me though, I'm too real and never begged to kiss nobody's ass, so my records never banged. Overlooked cuz I believe in skill over status. Still walk with real goons who will kill for a package. The world burning, y'all trying to beef online. I'm getting stopped from a brawl while my seat reclined. They wanna throw shade at me and not see me shine. Put a blade in my dome, but now they seem fine. I'm never finished till my soul in the dirt. 100% just me and I show them it works. Yeah.
Just in case they never know.
My name is Rancho.
Hey,
Straight fire right there.
Yeah, straight fire. Shout out all the West Coast OGs. We just play, you know, Sugar Free, Snoop, MC8. Shout out to Brent Thomas. Definitely an official lyricist right there. Yeah, you know, we still back. This is the finals edition, NBA finals edition, Schoolboy Radio. You know, Doc Rivers,
yeah,
no longer the coach for the 76ers. You know, like I said last week, that's the choke master right there. James Harden. Choke master. You know what I'm saying? Joel Embiid, he right there next to him. Two choke masters, like, that's crazy to me, man.
What do you call it? Choke master flex?
Choke master flex. Yo, how you choke on every team you play for? How, man? How you good all season long and the games that actually matter, you choke? You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand it, man. I'm like, heart palpitations.
Houston Rockets, yo. Yeah, listen, man. Houston Rockets. He was there with Chris Paul. Choke master. Then he leaves there and go to Brooklyn. Choke master over there. Then he go to Philly. Choke master over there. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Only thing he's known for now is his outfit.
Yo, only thing he's known for is his beard. That's it. The beard. Other than that, he's known for choking when it matters. CP3 got injured, you know? CP3 got hurt, so he wasn't able to finish. That's understandable.
He just got bad luck.
You know,
he just got bad luck.
Ayton got injured. So the team wasn't 100%. There's nothing wrong with the 76ers. They was all healthy. It's not like James Harden twisted an ankle and he had to leave, or Joel Embiid, you know, messed up his foot. Come on, man. There's no, like, look at AD, how many times he's been injured this year. He's probably the most injured ball player that I know, but he's still, look, they won series away from going to the championship.
He's pushing through it.
I mean, like, 76ers, they got to be ashamed of themselves. And they firing Doc. You know, they finally, Doc Rivers, when, you know, he gave the Celtics championships. So it's really not his coaching. It's not his coaching that's bad. It's having choke master flex on your team. And this guy not performing to his best ability. Joel Embiid.
They're paying him a shit ton of money, too.
And the surrounding cast and the people that play with them. When you got this guy and you saying, "Oh, he's gonna help bring a championship to Philly," and you don't do that, you know. Granted, last year you came in half the season or something like that, but this year you had the whole season, you had the whole off season to prepare, you got the whole season to go in. You've been playing with these same guys. You elite when you want to be, and then you just choke. All I could do is grab my throat right now. I'm choking.
Yeah,
like Reggie Miller.
Like,
word. Like, that should be a T-shirt next year. Is him choking himself? They need to make them T-shirts. Yo, whoever make T-shirts, man, y'all need to make that T-shirt. James Harden choking himself. Because he the king of the choke, man.
Name it with choosers, because these niggas was healthy.
Yo, they was healthy. No injuries. They played all year. They played good all year. They played so good that they made it to the playoffs. And then the game that counted the most, you mess it up. And granted, you know, they were playing Boston Celtics. And I think they started out beating them. I think they won the first two games on them. How you do that? How? So you mean to tell me that Jason Tatum is a better player than James Harden? Probably plays harder, but he's not a better player. James Harden was so good. Yo, look, James Harden was so good when he was on OKC that they gave him a spot on the Houston Rockets to lead the team. He was the best sixth man playing for the OKC with Westbrook and Kevin Durant. Serge Ibaka, Perkins, and James Harden. He was the best sixth man off the bench. He got the best sixth man award. Went to Houston. Was showing some kind of light. Chokes over there.
And
come on, man.
He was playing with Chris Paul, and he was playing with Westbrook.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, Westbrook ain't nothing without KD. I'ma tell you that. Westbrook ain't nothing without Kevin Durant. And to be honest with you, Kevin Durant ain't nothing without Westbrook. Because when they played together on OKC, it was unstoppable. Until they hit, you know, the Steph Curry wall. But for the most part, they was contenders together. That shit is just crazy, man. It's crazy. NBA playoffs are starting to be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all listening out there? What y'all think about it, man? What y'all think about it? If you
into
basketball, don't be calling up here. If you ain't into fucking basketball and just got a motherfucking opinion, let us know if you're into basketball and what you think about these playoffs and how's it going. How's it going for the Lakers? How's it going for the Celtics? It don't look good for them at all. Two games
unless
down.
They're gonna have to contain Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray is lighting them up.
Yeah, but look, they lost two games in a row at the Lakers. They lost two games in a row at Boston. So now y'all got to go on the road and upset them. Both teams. See how that works out for you.
You're going to need a prayer.
Yeah, you're going to need a prayer. You're going to have to bring your A game. And, you know, Jason Tatum, he's like, to me, you know, he's one of my favorite players in basketball right now. And he showed it why he was playing the 76ers. He showed why he's who he is. And then, you know, last two games, he's shown who he is, but they just can't knock him down, you know what I'm saying, and take him out.
Oh, the Lakers at home. Yeah, the Lakers are at home now. They playing right now. It's 55-58. Denver is leading in this halftime.
Yeah, but wasn't game one at Lakers?
Nah, they was playing in Denver. See, it's the jerseys, man. It's the jerseys because we was thinking that they was at home. I even thought they was at home. Now they got the, you know how they're playing the home jerseys away now? It gets very confusing.
Yeah, well, they need to do something. Whether they home or whatever, man, they need to step it up, man. LeBron needs to put on that game face that he had when he went back to Cleveland, and when he was at Miami. He needs to be that LeBron, man. he need to take over the game like he should.
Yeah, don't be doing none of them jump shot shit.
Yeah, show him why you the number one scorer in the league, man. Show them, man. God, you know. And like I said, I ain't the Lakers. I like the Lakers, but that's not my team. You know what I'm saying? My team got bumped. Shout out to Phoenix Suns. Y'all gave it a good run. Always next year. But this year, I just want to see the Lakers. I don't even care who wins. I just want to see the Lakers and Celtics because that's historical.
And it's wild,
Denver Nuggets and Miami is not historical. That shit ain't historical.
It's not rivalry, babe.
Yeah. It's not historical. It's just two teams coming from their state and they getting there. But for years and years and years, the Lakers and the Celtics have been dominant throughout the league. You know, tell me how many times the Lakers won the chip and tell me how many times the Celtics won the chip.
Yeah, the Celtics, they won like 20 times because they won 16 of it in the 70s, in the 60s and the 70s. They were dominating.
From the 80s to,
yeah,
to now, how many times have they won?
Celtics,
the Lakers and the Celtics.
In the Bird era, they won it three times, I think. I think they won in the Bird era three times. They won in the Garnett era, in the Big Three era, they won it once. Yeah, it's all right,
so that's
time.
It's still a good run. How many times the Lakers? You know, the Lakers did it with Shaq and Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers
Shaq
did it
Kobe
with Magic Johnson.
Uh-huh, that's five. Then the Kobe era was when he took over and he got two rings back to back. About 10 rings. Oh yeah, then we got the LeBron era. LeBron, he got one. The Mickey Mouse ring.
Do you see that? You know, but then tell me how many times Denver Nuggets won the chip. I'll wait.
And I couldn't even tell you. I couldn't even tell you who was on there other than Melo. Honestly, hear that?
Melo and AI. Yeah, Melo and AI. Carmelo Anthony and Allen Iverson.
They gonna have to make
they
that
almost,
happen.
They went to the playoffs. They just couldn't finish. And when you look at Miami, you know, you got the D-Wade and Shaq. They won at that time. And then they won three times or two times with LeBron. LeBron, Wade, and Bosh.
Yeah, the Big Three era.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Miami's a good contender, but it's just not historical to me. It's not historical. It's not like Lakers, Celtics.
I ain't hating
on the Nuggets. There's a lot of y'all out there. I ain't hating on the Nuggets. I'm not hating on Miami. I just want to see a historical game. You know?
That's
whoever
what I
wins
saying.
Is going to win. Yeah, whoever wins is going to win. If Nuggets win, big up the Nuggets. If Miami wins, big up Miami. I'm not hating on nobody. I just want to see something that's historical. You know what I'm saying? I want to see something historical. Just like in baseball,
it has to tell a story.
Ain't nothing more historical in baseball than if the Yankees play the Dodgers. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing more historical than that. Those are the two most winning Major League Baseball teams to win the chip. To win the World Series. You know? Just like football. You know? You want to see historical shit. Phillies and the Eagles. You want to see, you want to see the Giants and the Eagles and you know, the 49ers and Baltimore. Like, shit that's historical, you know? You want to see historical teams at the end of the season. You want to see, I mean, it's cool to be a happy-go-lucky and y'all made it, and that's great. But ain't nothing more than seeing history be made, man. Even though the team is making history for their state and they're getting there, when you look at the history of sports and how long certain teams been dominant and to see them still doing it, that's historical to me. That's almost like Rakim dropping the album. That's almost like Kool G Rap dropping the album for hip-hop and Run DMCs and you know, Screwball and shit.
Wu-Tang, numbers on the board.
And Nas. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know the albums are going to be good. You know they're going to come with their A-game. And, you know, these teams, they try to get the best players for their teams. And that's why they still at the top where they at. Because their formula is winning. It's winning. That's just the formula, is to win.
And that's what brings the audience. That's because it has to tell a story at the end of the day. I mean, you know, unless you're
really
a committed ball player. I mean, a hoop watcher. The casual, for the most part, is not going to watch the Nuggets and the Heat. That's why it has to make historical sense, and it has to be rivalry-based because people invest in rivalry. Now, the Lakers and Celtics, they're going to go hard because it's history.
That's a rivalry that's been forever. It's just like Yankees and the Mets. Cross-town
rivalry.
People pack the stadium to see this. People are going to pack the Garden, you know, the Lakers stadium to see this. They're going to pack Boston to see this. This shit been going down for years. You know what I'm saying? This shit been going down for years. You know, the Nuggets been in it, but, you know, they all right, man.
Yeah.
The Nuggets is good. You know, they where they at. They ain't there because of luck. They there because they all hoop, you know. But people want to see a show.
They want to see a rival. They want to see.
Yeah.
That's why, in a way, the NBA probably like, we got to push these niggas to win it. By any means. we need that to happen.
You know how many people will tune in if it's the Lakers-Celtics game? The whole world will tune into that. Yeah, the whole world, even people across the seas is going to watch the Lakers-Celtics because even they know that it's a rivalry. You don't look at Denver Nuggets like, the Denver who?
Yeah,
they all right over there. They all right. But you mentioned Lakers-Celtics. 76ers,
everybody coming
New
out.
York Knicks.
You see Floyd coming out there.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's box office attraction.
Yeah, definitely. Spike Lee going to be out there. Jack Nicholson going to be out there. You know what I'm saying? Or anybody that somebody is going to go to them games, man. And I like I'm saying, man, no disrespect to the Nuggets, no disrespect to Miami. But that's what I want to see. That's what I want to see. You know what I mean? You know, back in the day, people want to see Dr. J. Back in the day, they want to see Dr. J. They want to see the 76ers in it. You know what I'm saying? They want to see the Bulls in it. You know, they want to see this person. They want to see that person. But right now, I want to see the Lakers and the Celtics at the championship. That's what I want to see. Without question.
Yeah, people don't understand. Robberies drive ticket sales. That's like with the fight they had recently with Ryan Garcia and Tank. That was a robbery in the making. People want to see that for years, and that broke records. People want to see rivalries. Put asses in.
I mean, that's like Pacquiao and Mayweather, right?
Out the whole house.
That's what they want to see. They want to see the Holyfield and Tyson. They want to see George Foreman and Muhammad Ali. You know what I'm saying? They want to see real rivalry, not just a good, you know. They don't want to see, you know. They want to see Lennox Lewis and damn, what's his name again? Lennox Lewis and
Ramon.
Yeah, Holyfield. You know, they want to see the greats. You know, they want to see the greats playing each other. Not saying that, like I said, not saying that Denver Nuggets ain't great, but the team don't have the history of being the number one. They might be playing good now, but you know, I've been watching basketball for many years. And there's only been five dominant teams. Yeah, there's only been five dominant teams in NBA since I've been watching, and that's the Lakers, that's Boston, that's the Bulls, Spurs, Golden State. You know what I'm saying? I don't know any other team that was... You know, I ain't seen no other team be dominant like those teams that I mentioned. How many chips does Golden State got? They got like four, right?
Yeah, they got four.
Look, four. They got four. The Bulls got six. The Lakers got 10. You know what I'm saying? The Celtics got five. The Spurs, I mean, how many the Spurs got, man? We you know, like,
Spurs,
like, you know what I'm saying?
The Spurs,
like,
is the silent killer.
That's what
yeah,
I
the
mean.
Spurs
like,
is the
yo,
silent killer.
Ain't nobody was messing with the Spurs, man.
And funny thing is, people would say the Spurs are either Boeing basketball, but they made the formula work. Nobody, as soon as you play them, they beating everybody. And next thing you know, you look at the world, they in the championship game? How did that happen?
Yeah, the Spurs was no joke. Spurs got history. But at the end of the day, man, you want to see something that's going to be worth the watch. You don't want to see a team that's just going to come and blow the other team out. And honestly, I think that if Denver and Miami play, I think it's going to be one-sided. I think it's going to be one-sided. Because I honestly think that if it's Denver Nuggets and Miami Heat, I think Denver going to wash them. You know what I mean?
Oh, they're going to get it.
That's my personal opinion.
Bad.
So I'd rather see something that's going to go the full seven games than to watch something that just goes four games or five games.
Spurs, they
go. I know we got some more music, you know.
Oh,
damn,
oh, yeah.
It's already 10:09. Oh, shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
You know, we got to get on this new exclusive from my brother, Low Thurston Howell III. He just dropped a new album, His Thoughts of the Skillustrated. Thoughts Skillustrated, produced by my brother, Mateo Getz. Dope album. A lot of features on there. You know, his single out right now with Hurricane G. But I got a joint on there that we did with Poet, you know, bringing the two factions together, Low Lives and Screwball. And it's called Screw Life, produced by Mateo Getz on all streaming platforms. Definitely worth checking out. You know, it's got DV Aliens Christ on there. It's got Master Ace on there. It's got Rockness Monster on there. AG of DITC, UG of Cellar Dwellers, rest in peace, Hurricane G, myself, Black Poet, Yeah, let's give it to him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's some fire right there.
So sign us out,
so,
man.
Yeah, we about
take us out.
Oh, yeah, on that note, we up out of here. Episode 129 in the books. Thank everybody once again for listening. And we will hit y'all next school time, next school channel, next Saturday night. So here's the banger for y'all. And we out.
School life.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Thirsty.
And you are...
My name is...
Say you get.
I'm in your hood with a borrowed bitch. My book of rhymes coming cargo ships. I only fought cause I had no choice. Do my ad-libs in a Chinese voice. Project life, we was put through hell. With a whole bunch of bitches, even went to jail. Kings County in the borough of Queens. We married on the map with the thoroughest team. Screwball, made the pitch. Brownsville Strip, been trained for this. Generals interview, genuine draft. Cold-blooded killers, gentlemen's laugh. Old water, so some niggas who don't want it. All burrow metal, stitches and slums. Slaughtered, keep sharp, rhymes and pen. One of a kind, you never find again.
Cool life, watch what you looking for. They don't make them like this no more. I'm a rare breed, designed from a different cloth. Steps before designer, watch where he walk.
Go ahead, loco, take it easy in the rotten Montana. Streets filled with sharks and piranhas. Prison shanks, heavy metal undergarments. G-packs and bundles, move through the jungle. Jewish eye patches and P-wings, a thief sting. Kings and queens sing, don't get caught slipping. Leaving your building, project wildin'. Standing and fighting, only way you survive it. Straight Vikings, the high and the mighty. Cross flags and silk items. Bagging bitch like the Pied Piper. Things getting wired, moving through the fire. In tune with my cipher. The eyes don't lie, do or die. It's a suicide. We're dealing with a school lifer. Midnight riders, terminate the outsider. Watch for power cipher.
School life, watch what you looking for. They don't make them like this no more. I'm a rare breed, designed from a different cloth.
That's my word, I despise y'all niggas. When you see me, you better run and hide, my nigga. Cause I'm coming through gun cock, posted up on your block. Clips for days, the gunshots won't stop. Me, Thurston, and Comet got a plan. Combined forces, low life, who has? It's a problem now. Got so many niggas on deck, can't calm them down. And I'm the master out the cage. Catch your ass at one of these shows and rip your ass off the stage.
Fuck out of
here. They don't make dudes like me no more. They don't beat on the walls and MC no more. They don't run around in hoodies and boots. Certified with the tech. Who hand nigga? Calling the troops, nigga. Still on some rhyme crime shit. I do this for my niggas that love it and rewind shit. Pure murder to the boom in the bat. Like getting hit in the head with a broom or a bat. Yo, shit is just real around here, partner. Underground boonies rock ya, scar ya.
School life, watch what you looking for. They don't make them like this no more. I'm a rare breed, designed from a different cloth. Step before designer, watch where you walk. School life, watch what you looking for. They don't make them like this no more. I'm a rare breed, designed from a different cloth. Step before the designer, watch where you walk.